Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Friday morning. Good Friday. Hope everybody's doing well ahead of this Easter weekend. We got, of course, a ton of big news to get to. Almost all of it having to do with Iran. And trust me, it's not by choice. It's just there's a lot going on with the generals being purged, multiple aircraft now being shot down by Iran in what appears to be a failed attempt to start the ground invasion. We'll bring you all of that news, as well as the political fallout from the generals being fired, Pam Bondi being fired, Theo Von going on Joe Rogan and being told he's crazy for saying the truth. Just a lot to cover. So let's get into it like we do every day with our Daily Dispatch. All right, here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Friday, the 3rd of April, 2026. Three generals ousted as Pentagon shakes up war command. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has removed the Army's top general, along with two other senior officers, in a sweeping wartime shakeup, dramatically expanding a leadership purge inside the Pentagon as the Iran war intensifies. Hegseth asked the top officials to step down and take immediate retirement, as initially reported by multiple news outlets and confirmed to military.com by the Pentagon. The department said George will retire effective immediately. Defense officials also said the shakeup includes General David Hodney, who leads the Army's Training and Doctrine Command, and Major General William Green Jr., the Army's Chief of Chaplains. The removal of multiple senior officers marks one of the most significant wartime leadership shakeups during active U.S. combat operations in recent years. No official explanation has been publicly provided. So, of course, a lot of speculation about this. We'll bring it all to you, but the most common sentiment is this is probably because the generals didn't want to do a ground invasion of Iran, or perhaps use a nuclear weapon or some sort of other order that they were given that they vehemently disagreed with. That is speculation. It could very well be the other way around. So we'll get into what may have happened there. Meanwhile, Iran refuses to meet U.S. negotiators in Pakistan. Iran told mediators that it will not meet with the American officials in Islamabad, Pakistan, and has rejected U.S. demands, the Wall Street Journal reported Friday. The decision is the latest blow to President Donald Trump's efforts to broker an agreement to end the war, which began nearly 5 weeks ago. 5 weeks ago today, I would say. Trump stated this week that Iran had asked for a ceasefire, though he may have referenced a public comment from Iranian President Pezeshkian expressing openness to a ceasefire in exchange for security guarantees. But of course, I mean, every couple of days, Trump says they're on the cusp of a ceasefire, on the cusp of an agreement, only to have Iran come out and say, nope, not even close. Actually, not even talking. So they were supposed to go meet in Pakistan. Iran did not want to meet in Pakistan. They wanted to meet in Qatar. This was a non-starter for them, and so they chose not to continue with the ceasefire talks, which, again, can't really blame them. We do keep killing everybody that we're supposed to be negotiating with, so I understand why they would want to take extra security precautions. This is, once again, the consequences of our own decisions. We have only ourselves to blame. Trump, meanwhile, requests $1.5 trillion for military spending. With the United States at war with Iran and embroiled in conflicts around the world, the White House asked Congress on Friday to approve about $1.5 trillion for defense in the 2026 fiscal year. If enacted, that amount would set military spending at the highest level in modern history. So no, we cannot do daycare. We cannot do welfare. We cannot even maintain the Social Security fund that we took your money your whole life in order to uphold. But we do have $1.5 trillion for waging a war overseas that, as of yet, has only hurt us and has only caused us pain, suffering, and higher prices. Finally, American fighter jet shot down over Iran. One crew member has been rescued. Another one is missing. There's news now that another aircraft has gone down. The A-10 Warthog has gone down, as well as a helicopter that was searching for the missing pilots. We'll cover that on the other side. Stay with us.